Hello everyone, welcome to the Prayer Experience. Thank you for joining us today. It's the 2nd of April. Yes, we've just stepped into the second quarter of the year. I'd like to thank you all for joining us from all over the world. Let us know where you are calling in from or where you are joining us from. We'd love to know that and just appreciate you, okay? Please share this video. I'd like you to get more friends, family, loved ones, colleagues. If you're at work during your lunch break, you know, you can just let people know that there is a Prayer Experience, a place that they can come to pray. Subscribe to the Daily Talks Media Network on YouTube. If you have, thank you very much. We would like to see more subscribers on there. So hit the subscribe button. Okay, God bless you. And if you're live, joining us live, please leave a comment, interact with us. Let us know, you know, if you've got a prayer burden on your heart, if you've got a prayer request, if you've got a testimony to share, we would like to hear. Also, if you're, you know, listening in afterwards, feel free to send us a message either by email, or we've got a Prayer Experience hotline number that is available on the screen. Feel free to use that or share with somebody who would need prayers or somebody who needs just a word of encouragement. Okay, Thanksgiving. Now look at this verse of scripture. I know we're still in the season of Easter, you know, celebrating all that God has done for us. Now I want us to continue in that same spirit. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, it says, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." We want to thank God. See, as scripture says, He gives us the victory. He's offered us the victory. We didn't have to fight for it. You know, you weren't nailed to the cross like Jesus was. You know, you weren't in the grave like He was. But the Bible records that God sees us as participants of all that happened on the cross and in the grave, and says we're seated with Him at the right hand. So He's just handed us the victory. He just said, "Come on, guys, come and share in the celebration of the victory that my Son has won for everyone who would accept it." And we accept that victory, we take it on. I want us to just thank God for all that He has done for us. Thank you, Lord. Let's thank God for sending Jesus to the earth to die for us. Let's thank Him for, you know, showing us His love. Let's thank Him that He counted us worthy to receive, to partake of this victory. Lord, we want to thank You. God, we can celebrate the victory in Christ Jesus. We thank You, Lord. We weren't there with Him in the grave. We weren't there with Him on the cross physically. But You counted us worthy. The Bible says You were made sin. Jesus was made sin. Him who had no sin. He did this so that we can be made right with God. Father, thank You. You made us right through that ultimate sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross. What else? What? This is the greatest sacrifice anyone could ever make. Father, thank You. We receive that victory. All that is in that victory, we'll take it. I thank You that You thought of us, even when we didn't know You. We may have slandered Your name, even when we live in sin. God, thank You. And we just appreciate You for all that. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. All right, now let's look at this word, this verse of scripture I'm going to share here. Okay, thank you. It says in Romans chapter 8, verse 32, This is the Message translation. And it says, if God didn't hesitate to put everything on the line for us, embracing our condition and exposing himself to the worst by sending his own son, so is there anything else he wouldn't gladly and freely do for us? You would ask yourself this question. If Jesus came to die for me when I didn't know God, if Jesus came to die for me when I had no bearing with him, with God, I wasn't even born, but he made provision for me. I say, if God would do this for me, how much more would he freely and gladly grant me my request? Sometimes the enemy would want to tell you that God doesn't love you, that every other person can get that blessing, but not you. He would recount all your past sins, all your past mistakes. He will put it on the table and tell you, these are valid reasons why you do not qualify for the blessings of God today. He will even tell you, you know, where you are, your location, your personality, your heritage, your family. He's going to use everything to let you know or to try and deceive you that you don't qualify for healing, that you don't qualify for peace of mind, that you don't qualify for favor. You don't qualify for wisdom. You don't qualify for freedom. But this is so in contradiction with what the scripture says about God. So God gave up his son. He sent his son to the worst, to encounter the worst things on earth when he was here. He was a just man when he was here. You know, they couldn't find anything wrong with him, but it gave him the worst treatment on earth. That if God could turn a blind eye, if he could put everything on the line, let Jesus go through all that harrow, if God could do that, just so you and I could partake of his blessings today, you and I could be made right with him. It says you are made righteousness, meaning he takes you as you are just because of Jesus. He takes me as I am just because of Jesus. So there is nothing that we would make a request. There is nothing that we bring before him, we present before him. He said, come boldly. Because of the sacrifice of Jesus, because of the blood that was shed for us, he said, come boldly. You have a ground to come. You have a reason to step into the place of prayer. You have a reason to bear it all before him. If you take his word to him and say, Father, you said, come boldly. So I'm coming. Irrespective of where I was born, irrespective of the family that I was born, irrespective of my personality, irrespective of my past mistakes, my past sin, all of that is washed by the blood. It's under the blood. All that God sees in you is Jesus. All that God sees in me is the blood. See, the blood that speaks better things, a better covenant. You know what a covenant is? It's always between two people. A covenant is, if you do this, I will do that. And God's covenant with us is that he will bless us. And you know, on the ground that we can come, we can take that covenant, is the blood of Jesus. I want you to, if we take a moment, just reflect on that. Let's challenge a mindset. Let's challenge the things that the thoughts that the enemy will bring against us, the accusations. So there is no now, no condemnation. Nothing condemns you who are in Christ Jesus. Just taking that first part of the scripture gives you a guarantee to step into the presence of God. The enemy is always going to make reference to our natural composition and natural life, but God sees us for who we are, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And that's how we're going to approach him today as we begin to pray. We're going to say, Father, let's have a moment and just reflect on that. Say, Father, I recognize all that you have done for me. I recognize the sacrifice of Jesus. I recognize that he took my place. I'm not standing in that place of sin anymore. I'm not standing in that place of condemnation anymore. I'm not even standing in that place of lack anymore. Because I am called by your name. And Father, I thank you because I'm standing in the place of blessing. Right now, on the cross, Jesus said, it's done, it's finished, it's signed. I have the victory. We have the victory. It's ours, everything that he came for. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And then he began to reel out everything he came to undo that the enemy had done. Lord, he came and brought us out of that place of heaviness, out of that place of depression. And here I am standing in the place of peace. I stand in the place of a full supply. I stand in the place of health, healing, wholeness. I stand in the place of an open door. The windows of heaven are open over my head. I stand in the place of abundance. I stand in the place of protection. I stand in the place even on behalf of my family, on behalf of my loved ones, on behalf of my children. I stand in the gap for them. That God, everything that is ours through Christ Jesus will receive it. Let it be like bucket loads of blessings upon us. Let it pour out upon us. Lord, we receive it. We take it. And we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for every intercessor today who needs, oh God, to recognize that you've done it all. Lord, the enemy may come against us with thoughts. Anyone who is under that constant battering of the enemy, we say, stop in your track, Satan. Over these ones, they carry the blood of Jesus. They carry the sacrifice of Jesus. So we command you to desist in your maneuverings, to desist in your oppression. Get your hands off them because they walk in freedom. And we thank you, Father, for that. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. 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 We're going to pray for the church and we're going to say, Lord, you know, when Paul the apostle speaking to the church, and he said, God sent me to the Gentiles to do this, so to open their spiritual eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. He said that they may receive forgiveness and release from their sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified, set apart, made holy by faith in me. This is the mandate for the church. You know, it said Jesus gave the disciples a command, said, go ye into all the world Paul the Apostle coming with that same revelation. He said, I've been sent to the Gentiles. The church is the light. The church is the sent one to the Gentiles, to those who are without Christ. And we're going to say, Lord, we just lift up the church today, that we will remember in all that we get about to do, we will remember that we have been called to be a light to the nations. We have been called to release, to set those who are bound, to release them into freedom. We have been called, Lord, to get those who are unsaved, who have no knowledge of the light, of the truth, of the gospel, to bring them into light. We have been called to preach the good news to many. We have been called to lay our hands on the sick, to speak healing and health over the diseased, over those who are hurting. God, to bring about deliverance. We have been called. We are the sent one of God. And Father, we take our place. Lord, Jesus isn't coming again to die and to do all of that physically. We are the representations of the very Godhead and on our Father. So we pray as we walk with the Holy Spirit, as we yield to obey his instructions, that God, our hands will be an extension of your hands. Our words will be a confirmation of your words as you speak in healing and health and deliverance. God, as you release your love and kindness towards the world, God, that we would carry this message wherever we go. Our lives will be a reflection of the heart of the Father. They cannot come to you because they do not know you. But God, they can relate with us because we can point them to the Father. So God, we're praying. Help your church to take her place in redeeming the world back to you. The ones you have created, turning them away from darkness to light. And however you would provision us to do this, on the air, in person, in our workplaces, in our homes, on the streets, that God, we will carry this message like Jesus did, like John the Baptist did, like the apostles did. Even if it means going to the extent of death, there is no ultimate death other than what Jesus has done. So God, we will be committed, we will be dedicated, devoted to you, to your message, to your plan, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And we're going to pray for the nations. You see, that scripture in 2 Corinthians 4 verse says, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers. They can try to understand the gospel in their minds, but it cannot be grasped with an unsaved mind, with an unrenewed mind. This gospel has to be preached with all power. I said, to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel. So Satan has blindfolded them and has kept them from coming into an awareness of the light of the gospel of salvation, the gospel of peace, the gospel of truth. All that the gospel has got made available, they cannot receive it because they cannot see, they cannot perceive, they cannot understand, because they are under the influence of the enemy. But we stand in that place where we can begin to break the hold of the enemy over their lives, where we can begin to intercede on their behalf and say, Lord, mercy, mercy, mercy on my colleagues, mercy on my business partners, mercy on my family. God, have mercy. Let the blindfold of the enemy be removed from their eyes. Can you do that with me? Can we begin to enforce this victory begin to enforce our authority, that the unsaved around us, the unsaved in the world, many will be snatched away from the hands of the enemy, snatched away from darkness, snatched away from destruction, because we will stand in that place of intercession. God will plead mercy. We'll plead, oh God, your forgiveness that has been shared. Oh, the forgiveness of sins that is available to the unsaved. Those who feel condemned in themselves, feel unworthy, that they will come to know, they would come to perceive, they will come to experience your love for them. They will come to see, and you're not counting their iniquity against them, their sin against them. But right now in the season, why are they still available? Is the gospel of peace, is salvation, God is deliverance. Now, Father, they would perceive, they would know, they will understand and realize that they can turn to you and they will be saved. Father, we pray, and none of our own will be excluded from this, oh God. None of our own will be lost without knowing you. The Father, they would experience you in so many ways. Our nieces, our cousins, our sisters, our brothers, our parents, our grandparents. God, they would come to know you. Our brothers in church, our sisters in church, that shopkeeper, that restaurant and service manager, that colleague of mine, will come to know you. They'll come to experience you, even if it's not through me, but somehow they'll come in contact with somebody who will speak to them, and they will listen, and they will repent of their sin, and they will come to know you, God. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And we're going to pray for healing. Still again, taking advantage of all that Jesus did on the cross in Matthew 8:17, so this fulfilled the word of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah, who said, he took our sicknesses and removed our diseases. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything, every sickness, every disease, the ones that are known and the ones that are yet to be known, all of that, he took it and nailed it to the cross. And he said, it is finished. He said, it is done. So the enemy has no hold over you. He can plague your body, but that is the end of it. I want you to take your stand today. If you're sick in your body, if you're dealing with symptoms, if you're dealing with a doctor's report, if you're dealing with pain, I want you to take a stand right now and say, it is finished. Jesus said, it is finished. The power, the hold of sickness and disease has been broken over my life. I am the healed. I am the redeemed. And I speak to my body, I speak to my mind, hear ye the word of the Lord. You are the healed. You are the righteous one. The righteous one don't get healed. God, I hold on to my righteousness. Nothing is taking that away. Nothing is taking that away. Come on. Can we begin to speak these words of healing over our bodies? If you just say these words over yourself, just speak them out. Say, Lord, I agree that I am made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I agree that I am healed, that Jesus took every single sickness and disease. He took it, nailed it on the cross. I am the healed. All of that, it wasn't carried over after resurrection. No. He nailed it to the cross, dealt with it in the grave. Now he sits in heaven, and I sit with him. I sit with him in at the right hand of the Father. And I carry no sickness. I bear no sickness. My body is the temple of God. My body hears the word of the Lord. He hears the word of healing. And I say that I am the healed because I belong to him. I am Christ. I am his righteousness. And Father, I thank you. Father, we just thank you for everyone who speaks these words, Lord, and say that they are the healed. Lord, we believe that power of resurrection accompanies these words, and they receive their healing in their bodies in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. Amen. So you've got to keep saying these things. Symptoms show up, just keep saying it. Just keep saying it. What you're doing is you're pushing back the suggestions of the enemy. You're pushing back darkness and you're letting light flood you. If you've got healing scriptures, play them in your house. Let the devil hear you confess the scriptures, because in that is your victory. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for praying with us. Thank you for always being there. It's so much easier to know that you're praying with me. You're praying with us when we come online to pray. It's so much easier, because the Bible said that one would chase, you know, a thousand, and two would chase much more, much more. It's not even, you know, 100%. It's over 100%, possibly 1,000% devils we're chasing out together. So we just want to say thank you very much for being a part of the prayer experience. And we're back tomorrow. It's Wednesday. We're back again on the routine. It's 1 p.m. UK time. We would love to see you there. But thank you, thank you, thank you. And enjoy the rest of your day. Amen.
Cry holy, they cry holy.